proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. As we continue in our series about angels in the Bible, we see angels as protectors and defenders. God employed angelic beings to protect his children from impending harm. Perhaps that circumstance explained why some people believe in the existence of guardian angels, that is to say, specific heavenly beings whom God delegates to watch over specific individuals. The 91st Psalm contained the key passage relating to this aspect of angelic ministry. Quote, "He shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone." Unquote. According to Matthew chapter 4, the devil cited this verse to Jesus Christ during the Savior's time of temptation in the wilderness. The devil was trying to entice the Lord to leap from the pinnacle of the temple, promising him that God would keep him from harm. In doing so, he quoted from Psalm 91, but took the verse out of context. Understood properly, the verse in Psalm 91 is a figure of speech, a way of saying that God would watch over those who know him, who set their love on him, and who call upon him to protect them. How did this work out in the Bible? In the Old Testament, we see that as Jacob returned from Paddan Aram to the land of Canaan, the angels of God met him along the way. Perhaps God dispatched these messengers to assist the patriarch with his impending encounter with Esau. 2 Kings chapter 6 may have contained another account of angelic protection. To put this setting in context, the king of Syria sent horses and chariots to the Israeli city of Dothan, intending to capture Elisha. When that prophet's servant beheld the assembled armies, he became frightened. Elijah reassured him, quote, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them," unquote. After that prophet asked God to open the servant's eyes, the latter saw that, quote, "The mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha," unquote. What the servant saw could have depicted the heavenly hosts sent by God to protect his servant. Daniel chapter 6 recorded yet another instance where angels specifically defended a servant of God. Darius, the Medo-Persian king, had issued an edict forbidding anyone from making petitions to any source other than to himself. Daniel, who had a high position in the government, Daniel publicly prayed to God in defiance of that decree. As a result, the monarch had Daniel cast into a den of lions. The morning afterward, Darius came to the site and asked whether God had spared Daniel from what would have been a gory death. The prophet replied from inside the den, saying, quote, "My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me," unquote. God miraculously preserved Daniel's life. God seems to have delegated the archangel Michael as the protector specifically of the Jewish nation. An angelic emissary sent to the prophet Daniel referred to Michael in Daniel chapter 12 as, quote, "the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people," unquote. We see Michael again in a disputation with the devil over the body of Moses. This account contained in the book of Jude may have had some connection with the archangel's guardianship over the Jewish people. Finally, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus Christ asked his enemies, quote, "Thinkest thou not that I cannot pray now to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels?" Unquote. The Lord knew that the angels would protect him once he called upon them to do so. He had assurance of angelic guardianship, just as any believer today has such insurance. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.